On today's episode of the Lacto Legacy Podcast, I'm going to be talking about how our life changed once my wife and I said no to late fees. We said no to late fees, overdraft fees, service fees, over-the-limit fees, parking fees, red light camera fees, can you believe it? And any other fee that would try to keep us from going from lack into legacy. All these fees we're going to be talking about today, and I want you to decide today that you will have no more late fees. So you got to write down no more, write it down right now. Text that to somebody, drop it on our social media page, no more. All right, no more late fees. Before we dive into today's message, take a moment to subscribe, follow, share, and rate the podcast on your podcasting platform. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, if you want to reach out to us, you can do so at info@lactolegacy.com. You can also check us out on social media. All right. To help set a foundation for what we're going to talk about today, I'm going to go to some statistics. That's right. I'm going to the stat sheet. And according to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, banks earned $15 billion. That's billion with a B as in boy. $15 billion from overdraft and insufficient funds revenue in 2019. The study also said that credit card issuers charged $12 billion. That's billion with a B as in boy. $12 billion in late fees in 2020. $15 billion for overdraft fees, $12 billion for late fees to credit card companies. That's $27 billion, if you do the math. $27 billion out of the hands of individuals, out of the hands of families and communities, and into the hands of banks and credit card issuers. That's a lot of money, $27 billion. So now I've given you the stats that are going to help us to think about no more late fees, no more overdraft fees. I want to share with you our story, my wife and I's story, about how we approached this issue of no more late fees. And I said I promised to talk to you about how it affected our lives. And so that's what I'm getting ready to do right now. So, you know, years ago, you know, my wife and I, we went out of town, I think it was around December, maybe right after Christmas one year, maybe 10, 11 years ago. You know, we went out of town, and the purpose of us going out of town was to plan, to pray, come together, and really create a vision for the upcoming year for our family. And as part of that vision, we wrote down a number of things, but one of those things that we wrote down in all caps was no more late fees. That's how serious it was for us. But we got to the point where we had to put this in our vision. And that's kind of sad, right? You had to put no more late fees in your vision for the upcoming year. But we had to do it. We're being transparent and honest with you, as always, on the Lacto Legacy Podcast. All caps, no more late fees. This was something, late fees was in our lives like it was one of the kids. Like that's how present it was in our lives. And, you know, we lived in Chicago within the city limits at the time. And every time we looked up, no kidding, every time I looked up, there was a ticket in the mail. Red light cameras for not coming to a full stop at a stoplight or on a turn at a stoplight. We got parking tickets from living in the city. Or my favorite is the you didn't move your car to the other side of the street ticket while they were street sweeping. $100 ticket or whatever it was. This was way too present in our lives. It was too many late fees, too many tickets. I'm not here to bash banks. I'm not here to bash cities and talk bad about the policies and programs, procedures that they have in place. You know, one of the things that bothered me most was that I would come outside in the morning sometimes and there would be the parking ticket lady who would be there on the first of the month looking at license plate stickers to see whose license plates had expired on the day before. And so your plate sticker, if it expired on the 31st, the lady was out there on the first checking on the street. And so she would walk up and down the street, tickets all over the cars, you know. And so it's that kind of stuff that I just, it was just like, nah, this is too much, right? And while our finances were getting better, they were improving, you know, we were budgeting. You know, every now and then we would get some late fees from the credit card companies, or we would overdraw our account. You know, a lot of times it was just on accident where it was just, you know, a miscommunication between my wife and I, or just sometimes we just spent too much. The bottom line is we weren't managing our money properly. We were not using the word of God to manage our money properly. And so to get back to the retreat that we went on by ourselves, you know, we laid out the vision, but something happened where that thing got in me. No more late fees got in me. It got in my wife. And it got down in our hearts, and got in it. It got down on the inside of us, and where it was just ingrained in us for the next 12 months because we got tired of it. One of the most annoying things that I had to do and my wife had to do at certain points was we got tired of asking people to waive late fees for us. If you've never done it, it is amazingly embarrassing. And it just reminded me of how we lacked financial discipline every time. This is not a one-time thing. You know, you go in once, you know, you go in once a year or whatever, once every couple years. No, this was multiple times within a year where I had to go into the local bank and say, you know what, would you mind waiving these hundreds of dollars in fees? And if some of you are old enough, you remember when, if you were overdrawn in your account, every swipe that you made that day would be hit with a $35 fee. And so you wouldn't have enough money. You swiped your card 10 times that day. You went to hang out. You got gas. You went to catch a movie. You went to do a whole bunch of things. You would come to, you would look at your account again, and you would be negative like $400. And you'd be like, oh my God, why? And it's because every time that you were overdrawn, each following swipe of your card was hit with a $35 fee. So they don't do that anymore, but they used to. And there's some of you out there like me who got hit with that and got hurt with that back in the day. And two, one of the things that's kind of sad about it is that people had to walk away from their bank accounts because the late fees were so great. And if you didn't pay it in full within a month, you kind of got hit with another fee, right? And so if you think about it, the reality is that this is part of the reason that so many communities are unbanked. It's because there's just this lack of trust there. But again, I'm not here to bash the banks. I'm not here to bash credit card companies. I'm here to look at myself in the mirror. We had to look ourselves in the mirror, my wife and I, during this vision planning that we had. And it was kind of silly because I'm in the bank asking God for favor. Asking God for favor with the banker when I didn't manage my money right. Quoting scripture and, God, your favor compasses me about even as a shield, God. Please give me favor with this banker, Lord God. Asking, begging for favor when the issue was I never managed my money right. And I don't want this episode to be hard, but I'm telling you, we had to look in the mirror. So we decided as a family that we was going to stop wasting money every month because of those late fees, because it was like a thief. It was like somebody coming in and pulling money out of our account every month. And that thief was a lack of discipline. And so we got to thinking, how can we build wealth? How can we get out of debt if we're constantly paying money every month because we were the ones being undisciplined? We were undisciplined. And so you might be saying, well, Jason, what changed, man? What changed for you? And for us, it came down to whether or not we were truly representing the kingdom of God in our finances. Are we really representing the kingdom? Are we representing our Lord and Savior? Should I be quoting scriptures asking for favor from the banker when I didn't manage my money right in the first place? How can I rule and reign in life if I can't manage my finances? How can I take on greater responsibility, lead companies, lead initiatives, lead cities, change communities, if I can't even manage my money? And I had a job where I'm helping people invest their millions. That was what I did for a living. I'm helping people to manage their millions, and I can't seem to get my money together. That didn't make sense to me. And I got tired of deciding between the lesser of two evils. And what I mean by that is, when it came to late fees, it's like, well, this late fee is $50, but this late fee is $40. And so I'm going to pay the card that only charges $40 or only charges, $50, whatever it is. And I'm deciding between which one because I think I'm making a good logical financial decision when at the end of the day, all I had to do was pay the card. All I had to do was pay the account. And so these silly conversations that we were having in our heads and amongst each other, we had to say no more. And when the credit card companies, they had tried a new thing where they would call and they would say, hey, is Jason there? And I'm like, yeah, and I'm answering the phone thinking it's somebody that I know. And it's the credit card guy. They realized people had caller ID. And so they started just asking to speak to you by your first name. They started asking to speak to you by your first name. And so it was enough. We got tired of it. You got to say enough is enough. That's my challenge to you today. You got to say no more. For that next year, we had maybe one late fee. And again, that was a legitimate accident. Going from 12 to 15 strikes or hits against our account in a year to one, that was a victory for us. And we stayed with that mindset because we needed to make sure that stewardship became a part of us. It wasn't a part of us. It wasn't in us. It was just something that we talked about, like this thing that was just out there in the atmosphere that we heard about it. We knew about stewardship, but it wasn't a part of us. That thing had to become a part of us. And so my challenge to you is for you to make stewardship a part of you. And I need you to get tired of it. $27 billion in late and overdraft fees. So somebody's profiting from our mismanagement. Somebody's making $27 billion because I didn't pay my bills on time. Or I paid it a day late. Or now I'm having this silly conversation with someone begging them to waive a late fee. Literally begging people. And they're still saying no. Some of those times I'll say we needed that. We needed somebody to tell us no because we didn't appreciate the money that we had. And it wasn't until we began to appreciate the money that we had that we started caring for it in a greater way. But $27 billion. How many communities could that money have been poured into? How many homes could have been built for those in need? And how much of that money came from people that actually know the living God? Imagine that being used to help expand the kingdom of God. So y'all know me, I get fired up about these things and I can go on and on and on. But let me tell you what we did practically. It wasn't just this belief that we had on the inside. It wasn't just a model. We had to put this thing into practice. We used our budget consistently from month to month, where we looked at it on a weekly basis and almost daily basis, making sure that the bills were paid, making sure that the monies were going where they needed to go. We were having family meetings and talking with one another. So we communicated better during that year and since that time. One of the things we did was put stuff on auto pay. This was kind of back when it was just kind of being popularized. We put stuff on auto pay, some of the cards, the utility bills on auto pay. And one of the things that you might want to think about is moving your credit card due date closer to when you actually get paid. So you may not like it on that day you get paid where you look up and it's all these charges coming out. That's okay because you're not paying late fees. Put that credit card due date and line it up with the dates that you get paid. Beyond that, we started disciplining our lives. We stopped the stop signs. That may seem crazy. We stopped the stop lights. We stopped. It seems like a simple thing. We left on time, so we didn't have to rush. I got our, the city and plate stickers, the state stickers and things like that. I got those things well in advance. We planned, we prepared. And like I said a moment ago, some of this stuff was just basic. But it's these basic things that nobody thinks about. It's these basic things that can keep you from moving forward in your finances. It's the late fees, the service charges in your account because you didn't swipe your card 5 times. And so now you got to pay $12. And I'm in the bank asking some young lady, some young banker to please waive the $30 late fee, the $30 overdraft fee, because their $12 charge put my account in the negative. So I'm like, can you please undo that? And I'll tell you, she looked at me like she said no. And so it just reminded me again of how I need to discipline myself, discipline my finances. Because I was ready to move forward. How can we move on to greater things and we're stuck dealing with credit card fees? Have my wife and I been perfect since? Of course not. Of course we've made mistakes since then. Nobody says you're going to be perfect when you do this, but this needs to be your goal. No more late fees, no more overdraft fees, no more service charges, no more parking tickets. This needs to be your goal. And you may have moved past that, but I guarantee there's somebody out there that needs to hear this. My wife and I had 4 red light tickets, red light camera tickets in 1 year. I think it was like a 3-month period we got them. Those 4 tickets cost $400. $400 going to pay red light tickets, red light camera tickets, because we did not stop at a red light properly before making our turn. And so I got mad again. I got mad and I walked in the police station like I was going to do something. Like I was going to give them some business. Like, man, I'm tired of this. But I calmed down, remembered that I was an actual man of God, and I began to talk to the policeman, and I just asked him a simple question. How do I avoid getting a ticket at this light? It was at the same light, folks. And the guy had to lay it out for me, how to avoid the ticket. What do I need to do? And it's simple stuff, being patient, just stopping at a white line, coming to a full stop, then going. Was that 1 second worth $100? I don't think so. So when it comes to being perfect after you make the decision, just know that you're not. Know that you're going to make mistakes. But I want you to be in a position of strength where you're not paying $400 for red light camera tickets. You're deciding what to do with that $400. Imagine if I had put that into my kids' college fund or bought some stock. Imagine if I had done something different with it to be a blessing to somebody else in need. Instead, I'm giving it away. I might as well just put it in the trash. I want you guys to get into a position of strength in your lives. And so you have to decide today that there will be no more late fees. You got to make the decision today. You got to talk to your wife, talk to your husband, talk to your fiance, tell your family, no more late fees. Let's keep the money in your pocket. Keep it in your family. Keep it in your community. Be a blessing with that money. I want this $27 billion to decline every year. Not the bank's credit cards. I don't want you to not be profitable. But this number, from a lack of discipline across the country, that number needs to dwindle. It needs to go down, especially for us in the household of faith. Imagine what our local houses could do with money like that. Imagine the lives that could be changed, including yours. Praise God. All right, so I'm off my soapbox for today. I'm still fired up about this thing. I'm passionate about this because I want to see you win in life. I want to see you win with your money. And so I pray that you found this episode helpful. And I need you to say with me, say no more. Go ahead and say it. And I need you to decide today that you're going to manage your money according to the word of God. And when you do that, I want you to watch how quickly you'll transition from lack into legacy. Praise God. And if y'all want to know more, as always, just reach out to me at info@lacktolegacy.com or follow us on social media for more practical tips and encouragement. And make sure that you follow, subscribe, or take a few moments to rate this podcast, like the podcast. Thank you so much to all of you that have done it thus far. Know that I want to hear from you as well. Any testimonies that you guys have, anything that God may have shown you when you were listening to this podcast, please reach out. I would love to hear it and share it with somebody else. And also, let us know where you are in your journey, as always, as we all go from lack to legacy. Thank you guys so much for listening on this episode. We will see you next time.